梅雨山脊跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨山脊跳节目宠物单元的终极课程。 Tom 说服了 Mindy， 两个人养了一只狗，可是啊，这狗很不听话，经常惹麻烦，所以 Tom 和 Mindy 打算训练训练它。
Right, Winnie. Some dogs are so bad they need to be trained by a professional.
Gosh, Tom, why did I ever agree to get this dog? It's so badly behaved.
It's okay, honey. We just have to train him. In a couple of weeks, he's going to be totally obedient.
In a couple of weeks, Tom...He will have totally destroyed our new house by then.
I know he's a little wild right now, but trust me, before you know it, he's going to obey every one of my commands.
Professor Bowman, Tom 还挺乐观的，他向 Mindy 保证自己肯定能把狗训乖，让他很快就可以 obey every one of his commands, 对主人言听计从。
What do you think? Will Tom be able to make the new dog obedient?Before it destroys their new house?
这可不好说。不过刚入住的新家如果被狗弄得乱七八糟，哪个主人不心疼啊？
Okay, the first thing I need to teach him is how to shake hands.
That's the first trick he needs to learn? Tom, he isn't even housebroken, and this morning he ripped apart all the pillows on the couch.
So, you think I should teach him something else first? Like how to sit?
Yes, Tom. That would be a good start. Then you can teach him how to heal.
如果换成我啊，第一件事就是要让狗 housebroken， 也就是说，在经过训练之后，能够到指定的地点大小便，来保持家里的整洁。
That's true. Teaching your dog how to shake hands isn't the number one priority.
Professor, Mindy 说的 teach the dog how to heal， 这是什么意思呢？
It means to make the dog obey you. You can also say that you bring a person to heal. For example, at first the boss couldn't control her employees, but after she threatened to start firing people, they all came to heal.
Oh, 我明白了。Come to heal 就是听话、服从的意思。
Tom, the dog is never going to obey you unless you punish him. When he misbehaves, you have to spank him.
You want me to hit our beloved dog, who is a member of our family? How can you be so cruel?
Tom, that dog isn't going to be a member of our family much longer unless he learns to behave.
Well, I prefer to reward him for doing something good instead of punishing him for doing something bad.
Mindy 好像已经失去耐心了。她说，如果这只狗啊还不听话，就不能继续住在这里了。
Right.But Mindy and Tom have different ways of training the dog, right?
是啊， Mindy 说如果狗不听话就要 spank, 打屁股。可是 Tom 说这种惩罚太残忍了。
So what does Tom say they should do?
Tom 觉得应该要采取鼓励的方法，也就是说如果狗狗表现得好就要 reward, 奖励它。
Tom, this dog is really out of control. Maybe we should take him to the veterinarian to see if he has some health problem.
He doesn't need to go to the vet. He needs to go to a doctor who can cure him psychologically.
Oh, no, Tom. You're not talking about a...
Yes, Mindy. We have to take him to a pet psychologist.
Tom 要带狗去看 pet psychologist, 宠物心理医生。啊，美国真有这种医生啊。
I guess so.
可是宠物又不会开口说话，这些心理医生他怎么可能知道宠物的想法呢？八成啊是骗人的。对了 ，Professor， veterinarian， V E T E R I N A R I A N 是兽医的意思，是不是就是和 vet V E T 是一回事呢
？Yes， the whole word is veterinarian。But most people in America just call them vets.
嗯，我倒很想见识见识这个宠物心理医生，看看他是不是真的能够读懂狗狗的心声呢？
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
这次的梅雨三级跳就播送到这里。梅雨三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的梅雨教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是。www.goenglish.me